podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WJPA Sports Network and Greensports.net, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Also brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, Advanced Surgical Hospital, Kinetic, Internet Better. By attorney John Patricek, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on to washjeff.edu. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Alex Paris Contractor, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. And by Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Once again, good afternoon. Welcome to Chartiers Valley High School. My name is Rusty Pettit. Thanks for joining along this afternoon for the WPIL Boys AA Wrestling Championships. Getting ready here for the finals tonight. We have the Parade of Champions going on right now as you speak. You can hear the wonderful voice of Mr. Billy Sims, the athletic director at West Greene. He's been the PA announcer here and always does a fantastic job when he is saddled with that. So good job again to Mr. Sims. And welcome you along this joint broadcast, WJPA Sports Network and Greensports.net. These wrestlers today have been wrestling the last 2 days, started last night, and culminating in this afternoon's finals. We've got the top eight placements from each weight class are advancing to next week's Southwest Regional Tournament in Altoona at Altoona High School. That'll be Friday and Saturday next weekend. And so all of the basically the wrestlers that are wrestling right now have qualified for that tournament. Now we'll see how they sort it out. They'll have the championship match that we'll be focusing on. We'll also be highlighting Washington and Greene County wrestlers as we move on in some of the other bouts as well. As far as Washington and Greene County wrestlers, we've got six finalists today from Washington County and one finalist from Greene County. And we'll get into those here as we get started. But right now I'm going to step aside real quick. We'll be right back here for the opening action here in the finals. Once again, thanks for listening to WJPA Sports Network and Greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
All right, welcome back. Ready for 107-pound weight class, and we're going to start off with a Washington County wrestler in the finals. That's Darius Simmons. He's one of the six. So 107, Darius Simmons from Burgerstown. 127, Danny Smith from Burgerstown. 133, Drake McClure from Mentworth. 139 has Lucas Barr from McGuffey. 160, Owen Ipsick from Mentworth. And 215 pounds, Braden Welsh from Fort Cherry. All the Washington County wrestlers that made it to the finals. In Greene County has one finalist. So that is 285-pounder Colin White out of West Greene. So once again, we'll start off with Darius Simmons here, down here on mat one, right down here in front of us. And we're also going to have a Greene County wrestler in Hanning from Jefferson Mortars going to be wrestling in the third place bout. That's just over on mat three. And the fifth place bout is Warren Wolfslagle of Elizabeth Ford taking on Rocco DiCario of Derry. And seventh place bout is Michael Piero of North Catholic taking on Jake Guzik of South Park. So the finals on their way here. There's Simmons and Chambers. There's Chambers of Highlands in on a single leg. He's trying to shelf that leg, and great scramble there by Simmons to just get out of bounds, get the leg free, and then roll out of bounds. So they'll restart with 1:37 to go. And right back in on that leg is Chambers right off the whistle. Javion Chambers of Highlands dove in on the single. Now draping over the back is Simmons. And Chambers trying to rotate around and get his hips up on top of Simmons. Simmons trying to pass the ankle. Now Chambers, though, able to turn into him. And Simmons still got a hold of the ankle. And now passes through again with it. And somehow is staying out of this takedown situation, making Chambers work for it. And now finally, well, no, still no takedown award. There it is. They do award the takedown to Javion Chambers. 3-0, he leads, a minute left in the opening period. Still haven't gotten underway with Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan and Angelo Bonney of Central Valley. Now it looks like they are ready to get started. That is the third place bout over on mat number 3. Flattened out here on the mat is Simmons. Chambers has that leg laced on the left side, and now in the third place battle, looks like Bonney is going to be able to get around behind Hanning for the takedown. He leads 3-0 in that one. And he's tilting Hanning, getting some near falls. Angelo Bonney going to take a sizable lead here in the opening period against Braden Hanning of Jefferson in the third place bout. After the championship bout, it is Chambers trying to work on an arm bar now, and he's got the head too, just going to try to force the action over, but he runs out of time. So they'll head to the second period. It's 3-0 Javion Chambers and Highlands over Darius Simmons of Perkinstown. Simmons' choice in the second period. He's going to defer. We had a reversal over there with Hanning and Bonney. So Hanning at the end of the opening period now trails 5-2. He was down 5-0. They'll head to the second. Second period of the championship bout. Simmons starts out on top. Throws in the legs. Chambers got a little bit high there, and he's got that leg, got the right leg of Simmons. Simmons still trying to stay behind the arms at least. Get his hips back. Chambers trying to pull down on the arm to get him a little bit higher. Third place bout. We've got another takedown there for Bonney. He leads 8-2. They started neutral in the second. And we have a reversal here by Javion Chambers. He is able to get around behind and keep that low leg Turk here on Simmons. He leads 5-0, minute 23 to go in the second period. Stepping through and trying to get something to go with that, but Simmons right now bellied out, minute 10 to go. And the match is the fifth place bout right now. It's Wool Slagle from Elizabeth Ford leading 4-0 over DiCario of Derry. And it's still scoreless into the third period for Piero of North Catholic and Guzik of South Park. All bouts at 107 pounds. We have an escape for Hanning. He now trails 11-4 to Bonney. Bonney was in on it to get the takedown, but more near fall. Now in on an ankle for a minute there was Hanning. Can't capitalize on that, so they square back off with a minute to go in the second period. Here's a fireman's carry attempt by Bonney. He can't get to the legs of Hanning. Back in the championship bout, still 5-0 for Chambers, and he's got a wrist tied up, trying to work that with a spiral ride and a claw now. 25 seconds to go in the second period. It's been all Javion Chambers here in this championship bout at 107 pounds so far. Takedown and the reversal to lead 5-0 as time winds down a second. Bonney now in on a single leg and getting close to finishing a takedown. Now he can't do that. They go off the mat, but they'll restart there in the second period. And then the championship bout's heading to the third period with Chambers leading 5-0. He looks like they're going to start neutral. 2 minutes on the clock and no regulation here. 107-pound championship. Javion Chambers of Highlands. It's 5-0 over Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. There's a shot in on the leg again as Chambers. Draping over the back is Simmons. And we're going to get a potentially dangerous hold as one of the knees of Chambers got that wrong way. Hanning and Bonnie still going at it. 11-4 in favor of Bonnie. Hanning trying to escape from out from underneath. Does get the escape to make it 11-5. There is a minute 50 left in that one. Chambers in on a single leg again. Oh, it does a nice job of dumping Simmons right back down. Used his shoulder for leverage and now keeps the Navy ride and trying to get step over that. Now make it a Turk. And he's got that. Trying to work on a tilt here on the near side of the mat. His Chambers, he leads 8-0, already in major decision territory. Under a minute to go, right on the edge of the mat. Down to our right. Going to get a head in the side now. Simmons trying to fight that off and turn away. And 11-5 match between Bonnie and Hanning still going at it. Minute 10 to go there. Chambers now sinks in back behind Simmons. And we've got a takedown over in that bat match with Hanning. He gets the takedown now near the edge of the mat and all trails by three with a minute left. So it's 11-8. And Braden Hanning and Jeff Morgan within reach with these three-point takedowns. It makes a big difference on the score late in these matches. There's going to give up the escape right away, but now Bonnie back in on a take down a 10th, and he's going to get it. So that stretches the lead back out 15-8. Back with the championship back, Javion Chambers leads 8-0. They're down to 18 seconds here. They'll restart and might have some blood, maybe, blood time. So we'll focus on the Hanning and Bonnie match. And right now it looks like down to 30 seconds left, and this one's going to be Angelo Bonnie, looks like, taking third place here. He is now leading 15-8. Under 20 seconds to go. Cleaning up the blood down here on the championship mat on Simmons. Hanning tries to sit out and turn in. Oh, the time will wind down. The final score will be, well, a late Granby attempt by Hanning, but to no avail. Final score 15-8 in favor of Angelo Bonnie. He takes third, and Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan takes fourth. And they're still working on the blood time here, so we'll step aside real quick and be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back here, seconds winding down here. They got the blood cleaned up, and Chambers with the last bit that was left in the third now trying to ride out this third period, and actually going to get a couple late near fall on Darius Simmons to make it a 10-0 victory. Javion Chambers of Highlands, your champion at 107 pounds. We'll be right back here for 114 pounds on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Back here at Char Valley, 114-pound championship between Preston Brubash of Elizabeth Ford taking on Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. They are scoreless here as we start off in the first. A couple other matches of note, though. We've got the third-place bout with an all-Washington County match between Clayton Ely of McGuffey. He leads 3-0 after an early takedown on Alex Medlin of Best Center. the fifth place bout. Right now that's 3-0 in favor of Victor Wagner of North Catholic over Raiden Thomas of Mally halfway through the first there. And then a Greene County wrestler, Greene County versus Washington County, Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan taking on Caden Stam of Chartiers Houston in the seventh place bout. They are scoreless on mat number seven. The seventh place bout. We had mats 1 through 4. That's the tournament. Now they've just got the numbers up for the place, the medal that they're awarding at each respective mat. Just close to the championship mat. Ely is going to take a 3-0 lead over Medlin into the second period in the third place bout. And they finish the first period scoreless between Delaney and Wagner. Oh, we already had a final here. What was that one? We're missing a couple bouts. Let's see. Let's look at the brackets here for 114. They've already awarded. So Victor Wagner is your fifth place winner. Thomas of Valley will be sixth. And then up at 121, we're going to have a similar thing. We've got Noah Collins of West Greene. He's already been awarded fifth place over Noah Patton of Washington. Not sure what happened there, but Collins is the fifth place winner. Going to be at 121 and Patton, sixth place. Now, takedown attempt over in the third place bout. Here, it's going to be Ely again getting it near the edge of the mat. He takes a 6-0 lead over Medlin. Still scoreless in the championship bout between Bubash and Anderchak. Caleb Delaney, rather, of Jefferson trying to work a chicken wing on the left side, or the right side, rather, of Caden Stam of Chartiers Houston. Not able to do it, but he stays behind him to continue riding halfway through the second. First period ends scoreless between Bubash and Anderchak in the championship match. So it looks like it's going to be Anderchak taking down to start the second. Third place bout halfway through that one. Ely still up 6-0 over Medlin. Riding on top, trying to lock up a far side cradle. Now settles back in behind the arms. Tries to throw some legs in. And then for seventh place, Caleb Delaney doing a good job of riding out so far. And this second period, he's only got 20 seconds left. Quick escape for Anderchak to make it 1-0 in the championship bout. There's Anderchak of Quaker Valley. Bash of Elizabeth Ford.
Time we will be asking all 107-pound place winners making your way to the awards area.
Delaney does ride out that period, so he'll take a he will take a scoreless match in the field. Ely still up 6-0 as they head to the third. Ely will take down in the third place bout to start the third period. They did award, there's a reversal and escape there late. Sorry, so 7-2 in that one. 7-2 in favor of Clayton Ely over Alex Medlin of Best Center. And Caleb Delaney did get a quick escape in the seventh place bout. He leads 1-0 over Camden Stam. Shot in here by Anderchak. He's in on a single leg pretty deep. Fighting that off with the Wizard is Bubash. Near the edge of the mat, Anderchak trying to shelf that leg and pull it in. Bubash trying to scoot off the edge. Maybe get a stalemate. Referee's telling them to wrestle. Wrestle through it. 35 seconds to go. And back over to seventh place bout. It's still 1-0. Delaney. Minute 18 left in that one. The third place bout still 7-2 in favor of Clayton Ely. 1:19 to go in that one. Medlin shoots in on a double leg there. Hips back for Ely. Right, headlock. Scramble a single leg here in the championship back with Anderchak in on a single, but they go out of bounds. 12 seconds to go in the second period there. It will be Bubash's choice in the third. Caleb Delaney able to get a takedown in his bout. He leads 4-0 over Stam of Chartiers Houston. 30 seconds to go in that one. 40 seconds left for Ely and Medlin. So 7-2 in favor of Ely.
Third period on those matches. 107 needs to be at the podium area at the completion of this match.
Start of the third period. They're starting neutral here. So Anderchak still with the 1-0 lead. Rubash had choice. He chose neutral. Final, and that's going to be Caleb Delaney taking seventh place from Jefferson Morgan, defeating Camden Stam of Chartreuse Houston at 114 pounds. Front headlock here for Bubash on Anderchak. Also coming to a final, Clayton Ely of McGuffey takes third place over Alex Medlin of Best Center by a score of 7-2. Start here in the championship bout. Minute 19 to go. 1-0 in favor of Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. Oh, and a throw by there. Real slick by Bubash. There's a shot, but a nice counter there by Preston Bubash. He's the momentum. Just kind of dragged Anderchak by and sinks him behind. Now he has a 3-1 lead. Minute left. Anderchak. We need to get out from underneath here. He can tie it with a reversal. Or try to get the escape and a takedown. Bubash kind of using a claw and spiral ride with pressure up front. Stay on top. Trying to stand up with the outside leg. 38 seconds to go. Still in control and near the edge of the mat. Now Anderchak trying to get out to the side. Maybe pop his head out. Running out of real estate, and he'll get an escape because Bubash lets his leg go, but now they're down to 20 seconds. A 3-2 match here. Anderchak kind of backing up. Hasn't been hit by stalling yet. He's got 14 seconds left. There's a shot attempt by Anderchak. Can't get to the legs. Now another shot attempt. Gets caught in a front headlock. 7 seconds. Bubash trying to hang on here. Anderchak trying to dump. Can't do it. It's going to be Preston Bubash, the champ at 114 pounds from Elizabeth Ford by a score of 3-2. We'll be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
And we will hold the 121.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
All right, back here at Chartiers Valley, 121-pound championships. Austin Kusinovic of Avonworth taking on Carter Thomas of Burl. And there's Kusinovic in on the legs, and he's going to right away finish with the takedown, take a 3-0 lead over Thomas right off the bat. Third place bout is going to be Dylan Bateman of Derry taking on Tucker Main of McGuffey. They are underway. And then we've got a seventh place bout. Is going to be Dejamir Suber of Highlands taking on Drake Buzzard of Avella. They have not yet started that one. Kusinovic. Ryan's Thomas flattened out. Has come up with a chicken wing and a right wrist. Now switches off to the tight wings and throws the legs in. Carter Thomas trying to turn into Kusinovic, but Kusinovic stays right with him and now has that far arm and flattens Thomas back out. In the third place bout, Dylan Bateman with a takedown on Tucker Main of McGuffey, so he leads 3-0 in that contest. And they do get underway in the seventh place bout now between Buzzard of Avella and Suber of Highlands. Kusinovic really working hard on top here. Cross-face cradle attempt for Kusinovic, but Thomas fights that off. Down to 15 seconds to go in the opening period. Now he's going to try for a tilt. And he got a couple swipes. I'm not sure if they were consecutive or not. And it looks like they were. He's going to get two near fall right at the end of the period to make it 5-0 for Austin Kosinovic. Start second period here. 5-0 Kosinovic. Carter Thomas is on top to start this period. Scoreless after one period in the seventh place bout between Buzzard and Suber. We'll head to the second. Kosinovic able to get a reversal here. Spins around behind Thomas. He leads 7-0 now. Main and Bateman wrestle from their feet halfway through the second. It's 3-0 Bateman in that one. Kosinovic has been dominating this match here with Burl's Carter Thomas. Tight waist. Now throws in the legs again. Thomas tries to spin into him again. This time he does get some space and has a chance to get out for the escape, and he does. So that was 7-1, but right back in behind. Kosinovic quick to spin around behind to make it 10-1 with another takedown. Buzzard gets his escape in the second period to lead 1-0 in the seventh place bout. Down on the mat is Thomas. Kosinovic working on the right wrist. Now tries to get an ankle to go with that. 35 seconds to go in the second period there. 6-0 now for Dylan Bateman as he takes down Tucker Main again right at the end of the second. So he will take a 6-0 lead into the third in the third place bout. Trying to get around behind for a takedown here is Buzzard. He's got like a cradle locked up. No control given though because Suber of Highlands has his leg. But Buzzard hanging on to that cradle. He's got it locked. He's kind of been not really in a position to turn, and we're going to get a stalemate out of it with 36 seconds to go in the second period there. Kosinovic going to finish out the second on top, so he takes that 10-1 lead into the third period in the championship bout at 121 pounds. It'll start neutral for the third period. Kosinovic tries to shoot in, and trying to throw off of that was Thomas, but ends up in a front headlock. Now Kosinovic trying to get around behind again, but Thomas has the elbow.
All 114-pound medalists.
Now Kosinovic does get around behind. It's 13-1, Austin Kosinovic.
114 to the podium.
10th place bout. In a shot there is Buzzard. Was Suber, and now trying to scramble through his Buzzard. And the second period comes to an end. 1-0 in favor of Buzzard there from Avella. Third place bout at 7-0 for Bateman now in the third, halfway through. They will restart with 58 to go on the clock. Kosinovic halfway through the third period, riding on top of that 13-1 lead. Saws the legs in. Over under tie-ups in the third place bout between Bateman and Main. They are down to 34 seconds to go. Seventh place bout. It's still 1-0 Buzzard. And now he's looking to step over, and maybe he will get the takedown. He takes a 4-0 lead now with 1:24 to go in the seventh place bout. Stall warning on Tucker Main in the third place bout with 23 seconds remaining. They will restart. Championship bout still 13-1 Kosinovic. 25 seconds remaining, and it looks like he will be your champ here at 121. He's dominated Carter Thomas the entire bout. There is a point off the stall, Tucker Main, so that makes it 9-0 for Dylan Bateman. And that is your final. So third place goes to Dylan Bateman of Derry. Fourth place to Tucker Main of McGuffey. And then the championship bout comes to an end. Your final score, Austin Kosinovic 13-1. And then we've got the seventh place bout. Buzzard now in command of that one with now an 8-0 lead. He got some near fall added after he had gotten the takedown. And he looks like he will ride this one out. He's got the leg laced. And so Avella, I believe he's the only place winner from Avella today. So the only one advancing next week for Avella out to Altoona. But doing so in nice fashion here. Going to take home the seventh place medal as time winds down. And that final score will be 8-0. So we'll be right back here for a 127-pound bouts. You're listening to WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Back here at Char Valley, 127-pound championship bout. Antonio Bonney of Central Valley taking on Danny Smith of Burgettstown. Third place bout is Rocco Zugai of Summit Academy taking on Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. Fifth place, we've got Jefferson Morgan's James Delaney taking on Keystone Oaks' Jeremy Wagner. And as I say that, the championship bout, Antonio Bonney with a nice double leg takedown of Danny Smith. And he leads 3-0 in that one. 127-pound seventh place bout, it's Lucas Guzek of South Park taking on Archer Brewer of Laurel. Oh, we got a pin in the third place bout. That was Giovanni Beatrice pinning Rocco Zugai of Summit Academy. That one came quickly at 37 seconds into the first. Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks with a takedown of James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, and then an escape by Delaney made it 3-1 in that one. They've got 30 seconds to go in the first there. Bonney of Central Valley. The wrist tied up with a tight waist. Danny Smith of Burgettstown. On the near side tilt is Bonney, but not able to get Smith past 45 degrees. We got another takedown in the fifth place bout. Jeremy Wagner leads 6-1 now over James Delaney at the end of one period. Bonney with the wrist tied up still. And right on the edge of the mat. 3-0 lead here for Antonio Bonney of Central Valley. And that looks like how we will head to the second period. Second period between Wagner and Delaney. It's Delaney starting on bottom, and he's able to get up and out for an escape to make it 6-2. Still scoreless in the seventh place bout between Guzek and Brewer. There's a shot by Wagner in on the single leg of Delaney. Delaney trying to fight it off, but Wagner in pretty deep, gets his head to the inside now, switches off to a double. Championship bout. It's Bonney taking down to start the second. He quickly is up and out to make that a 4-0 lead. Oh, right in on a single leg there and switches off to the high crotch to finish it and gets another takedown to make it 7-0 in favor of Bonney. Up to his feet is Smith. He cuts away for the escape to make it 7-1. For Delaney, he made it 6-2, but then quickly Wagner gets around behind with another takedown to make it 9-2 in that one. Danny Smith trying to shoot in, but nice counter there with the hips of Bonnie, and he's going to spin around behind for another takedown to make it 10-1, and he is going to give up the escape again to make it 10-2. Minute 5 to go in the second period. Bonnie in again. Initially with the fireman's carry, now switches off to the outside single. He'll shelf that leg and sink it behind again for another takedown. 13-2, Antonio Bonnie. Oh, and he locks up the cradle, and he takes Danny Smith over, and he has got that cradle tight. 40 seconds to work on this. He's got the near fall locked up, which would make it a technical fall, but he's looking for the fall, and he's got it. Antonio Bonnie gets the fall in 3 minutes and 27 seconds. He is your champ at 127 pounds. Also had a fall. It is going to be back there real quick for the fifth place bout. Jeremy Wagner is going to finish that one with a fall over James Delaney. So Wagner takes fifth. James Delaney sixth. And we are just down to the seventh place bout. And that is a 2-0 lead for Archer Brewer of Laurel over South Park's Lucas Guzek. So without any championship bout or green or Washington County wrestlers on the mats currently right now, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
All right, back here at Chartiers Valley, wrapping up the 127-pound weight class. Lucas Guzek now leads 3-2 over Archer Brewer. Guzek is out of South Park and Brewer out of Laurel. And Brewer trying to get a reversal here late, 45 seconds to go, and he's going to get it. Well, now he's taken right back over, so he's reversed, and he's taken to his back. So this is Guzek now back on top of the lead and getting near fall to add to that lead, and now he's looking for the fall. And we're going to have a stoppage for potentially danger. So instead of the 4 near fall, it's actually 5 near fall to make it 10-4. And they're going to take a look at him over there. So once again, while we have this break, we'll give our sponsors a little bit more time here. We'll be right back here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Right, they're still looking at the injury time over there on the mat with Archer Brewer. And it looks like he's going to continue. There's 28 seconds to go. He does trail by 6 now, though. This is the 7th place bout at 127 pounds. Now they're ready to restart. We got a caution. So 27 seconds to go here. All right, now we restart. Brewer up to his feet. Guzek of South Park tries to return him down to the mat. Lat throw attempt by Brewer. Not able to get anything with that. Guzek stays around behind him. Comes on with a claw. Try to ride this out. And he's going to be able to hold on to this. Lucas Guzek of South Park is going to win by a score of 10-4 over Arthur Brewer of Laurel. And that wraps up the 127-pound weight class. We'll be right back here for 133 in Chartres Valley, the WKL Boys AA Championships here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, we're going to have the 133-pound championships.
Congratulations, Austin.
They haven't started the championship out, but they do have some of the other stuff up underway. So we'll start with that. Third place is Mason Wright of Best Center, taking on Burles Jacob Stewart. Fifth place bout is going to be Carter Krause of Burgerstown. Carter Cadis of Burgerstown, taking on Emma Wolf of McGuffey. And an all-Washington County matchup. And then seventh place will be Yusuf Betts of Valley taking on Garen McDonald of Central Valley. And now, just getting underway, the championship out. Drake McClure of Bentworth taking on Anthony Mucci of Derry. Couple Bentworth Bearcats in the finals. Ivsic, another one. Still scoreless in all bouts. Cadis and Wolf in the all-Washington County matchup. Going to finish the first period scoreless on their feet. So they will head to the second. There's a shot attempt by Mucci. Can't get to the legs of McClure. McClure finishes, comes back up with an underhook. Second period, Emmett Wolf's going to start out the down position, and Granby's through right away and gets a reversal on Cadis to lead 2-0. And that one, that's the fifth place foul. Now Mucci in deep on the legs of McClure, trying to climb up the body here to finish off this takedown. McClure trying to hang on to the head. Right on the edge of the mat on the far side, 34 seconds to work here in the first period. And they'll go out of bounds with no score. Mason Wright and Jacob Stewart still scoreless halfway through the second period. Wright is riding in the second period. He's rode half of the period already. McClure tries to grab a wrist and get wrist control to try a drag, but not able to do it. 15 seconds to go in the opening period. A shot attempt by Mucci. And then a shot off the edge by McClure. Takes the action out of bounds with 7 seconds. Grab ride here for Emmett Wolf on McGuffey, leading halfway through the second, 2-0. It will be Cadis of Burgerstown's choice in the third. Championship bout restarting. Winding down the last couple seconds. We will head to the second period scoreless between McClure and Mucci. It's going to be second period. It'll be Mucci on top, McClure on the bottom. McClure tries a switch attempt. Can't get it, but now sits out. Tries to keep the hips up on Mucci. And McClure trying to base back out here as Mucci's a little bit high, but now Mucci able to get the legs back in on McClure. Stretches McClure out a bit. Now McClure grabs the ankle, tries to pull Mucci up, and is going to turn around to face very close to getting the escape. And there it is. 1-0 for Drake McClure of Bentworth. Minute and 20 seconds to go in the second period. Emmett Wolf, a little bit of a, maybe as Lamper Simpson would say, might have taken a foot. And he's getting himself squared away. They start back over. He's leading 4-0 in that one over Carter Cadis now. Oh, and no takedown given here, but scramble again for Mucci. And McClure trying to get it on top, and now they do give the takedown to Mucci. He leads 3-1, gets a takedown right on the edge of the mat. And 3-1 now for Mucci, and they will finally go to bounds with 35 seconds to go in the second period. 4-0 for Wolf over Cadis. And then Mason Wright leads his third place bout. Actually, just as I say that, Jacob Stewart gets a takedown and leads Mason Wright 3-1 in that one. They have 37 seconds to go in regulation. For Mason Wright, a best center, needing to score. McClure tries to get up to his feet here in the championship bout with Mucci. Quad pod stand up. Brought back down to his knee. Now trying to get at least a late escape here to make this a 1-point match. Throwing in the leg. Yeah, and getting a switch attempt here is McClure. Now he's up with a body lock. He's going to settle for the escape. He's got the one. And now he's trying to hang on to that arm, though, and maybe get a takedown out of it. But they spin out of bounds with 5 seconds remaining. So 3-2 in favor of Mucci. Emmett Wolf leading 4-0 still over Cadis. And it's still, and that's the final now. Jacob Stewart is going to beat Mason Wright for third place, 3-1. Start the third period here between McClure and Mucci. It's going to be Mucci taking the down position to start this period. McClure tries to get the legs in. Mucci pitches his knees together to avoid that. Another takedown for Emmett Wolf. He leads 7-0 now. Now, splits attempt here by McClure. Got the legs in pretty deep. Getting back to his base is Mucci.
All 127-pound place runners, make your way to the awards area and be ready at the podium. 127.
Now, quad pod here for Mucci. Tries to get McClure up a little bit high. He's got the legs in. Now he stands up to his feet. And McClure's able to get him back down. And that does come to a final. Emmett Wolf takes fifth place over Carter Cadis. 7-0 your score. McClure still committed here to try to turn Mucci in this third period. Halfway through, though, 56 seconds remaining. Try to work a guillotine, maybe. He's got the legs in and has the arm, but he can't get his own arm around the head of Mucci. Be careful here. He get too high. At some point, he might have to cut him loose and try to score from his feet. Down to 34 seconds to go, running out of time. Still 3-2 in favor of Anthony Mucci. Now try to work a power half and get Mucci stretched out, but he's getting high, and it looks like Mucci's going to be able to avoid that and maybe be able to come out the back end for a reversal, but not even going to matter. We're down to 7 seconds. They finally call Mucci for stalling, but that's going to not make a difference either. As time winds down, they call, and that will do it. There's 1 second left. They had a potentially dangerous hold, but that will do it, and they're going to make him rest to the last second or not. And it looks like they are going to put 2 seconds back on the board. And that will be it. Your final score, and 3-2 in favor of Anthony Mucci of Derry. He is your champ, 133 pounds. Your runner-up is Drake McClure of Bentworth. Right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Lucas Music, 7th place, South Park.
At Waynesburg University, Growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Back here at Char Valley, WPIAL AA Boys Wrestling Championships, up to 139 pounds now. Championship match is going to be Julian Bertucci of Burl taking on Lucas Barr of McGuffey. Third place bout is Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley taking on Aiden Burford of Highlands. Fifth place is Brett Klim of Derry taking on Angelo Emilio of North Catholic. And seventh place, Josu Martinez of Valley and Javon Woods of Wash High. Championship bout is underway. No score here between Bertucci and Barr.
Again, a reminder to the 107, 114, 121, and 127.
Takedown for Matthew Dana in the third place bout. He leads Burford 3-0 in that.
Also be a champion's photo taken at the end of the day.
There's Lucas Barr dropping in on a double. Now switches off to the near side single and comes in around behind. Granby roll. And no takedown awarded, as it looked like Barr was behind, but Larry Maggi said that the action rolled out of bounds before he could get control. So still nothing between Barr and Bertucci. Scoreless in the seventh place bout, where Javon Woods of Wash High and Martinez of Valley. 15 seconds in the first period there. 35 seconds remaining in the opening period between Barr and Bertucci. Snap down attempt by Barr. Defending that is Bertucci. Now he stands back up to his feet. Time winding down to 10 seconds. Tucci kind of wrestling from his knees here, not wanting to give up any level advantage to Barr. Time will expire, and we'll head to the second.
If we have a coach from Ligonier Valley at their head table, Ligonier Valley.
It's going to be Bertucci's choice in the second. He takes down to start this period. And immediately sit out off the whistle. Barr stays with him. Now has to lace the near leg. Bertucci up to his feet. Barr grabs the near arm and now pushes him away. So they'll wrestle from their feet. It's 1-0 with the escape. Julian Bertucci leading Lucas Barr. Runner-up and a third-place finisher here at the Whitfields before, looking for his first championship. Here's Sawton, double leg again. Can he finish this time? And he does power through and get the takedown to lead 3-1. Much like his first double leg attempt, this time it was in the center of the mat. He's going to immediately let Bertucci back up. Looks like he's confident he can get back in on those legs again. And Javon Woods now with a 4-0 lead, and he's getting near fall points against Martinez over there in the seventh place bout for Wash High. There, 30 seconds remaining in the second period. Javon Woods looking maybe for a fall on the edge of the mat over there.
133 making your way to the awards area. 133.
3-2, Barr over Bertucci. 40 seconds to go, and there is the fall for Woods. And he is your seventh place winner from Wash High. Bertucci fakes a shot, doesn't get to the legs of Barr. Bertucci back down to his knees at the center of the mat. Twenty seconds to go in the period. It'll be Barr's choice when he reaches the third. Now Barr trying to get back in on the legs again. 10 seconds remaining. And that'll be it for the second period. Lucas Barr takes a 3-2 lead into the third. Third place bout, it's Matthew Dane of Quaker Valley leading 13-3 over Aiden Burford of Highlands right now. And the fifth plate is Angelo Amelio of North Catholic leading 4-1 over Brett Clem of Derry. And we're going to get an immediate escape given to Barr, so they'll start on their feet. It's 4-2 in favor of Barr now as we start the third. So again, Bertucci trying to wrestle basically from his knees, and so Barr has gotten to the legs a couple times, but he has to wait really until Bertucci gets back up off the knees to try to set up a shot. But it's Bertucci that needs to score here. Barr has lead. There's a double leg again, dropping in as Barr, and he switches off again and just powers through for that freight train double to make it 7-2. Really good job with that double leg, just elevating it immediately, not giving Bertucci a chance to get into any kind of scramble mode, and he's going to push him away for another escape. So 7-3 now in favor of McGuffey's Lucas Barr. Minute 10 remaining. Another double leg attempt. This time Bertucci gets the arms out to keep Barr away from the legs.
Once again,
50 seconds remaining in the third period. Barr tries to drop in again on the double. Bertucci stops him. There's a shot from distance for Bertucci, but now counter shot, single leg by Barr. Finishes that quickly with a head to the outside to make it 10-3. Lucas Barr, command now of this match. Has been really from the second period on when he got that first takedown. And he's going to let him loose again. 10-4, 17 seconds. One more takedown would give him a major decision. Have to do it quickly, though. 10 seconds to go. Single leg shot by Barr again. Going to run out of time, but the final score is Lucas Barr 10 and Julian Bertucci 4. Bertucci looked like maybe took a little bit of a, like when they finished there, his head might have hit the mat in that last little scramble there. So they'll take a look at him, but Lucas Barr is your champion at 139 pounds for McGuffey. And we'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net for 145 pounds.
Seventh place.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
All right, welcome back to Chartiers Valley. Rusty Pettit here with you. WPIL Boys AA Championships are up to 145 pounds. Championship bout is going to be Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford taking on Owen Lehue of Knock. 145-pound third place bout. Caleb Patton of Wash High taking on Tristan Workowitz of Mount Pleasant. The fifth place bout, Antonio Perkins of Valley taking on Caden Crawford of Burl. And seventh place bout is McGuffey's Victor Bonus taking on Derry's Jeremiah Guess. They are underway in the championship bout and the third place bout. And now the fifth. And now the seventh. Everybody in the room. Patton of Wash High trying to sink a Merkel in his third place bout there to get an early takedown, but not able to do it just yet. There's a shot attempt there by Knox Owen Lehue in the championship. I can't get the leg and a reshot by Boyer. And he can't get the legs either. He ends up in a front headlock. And it tend to go in the opening period. Victor Bonus of McGuffey, though, in his bout, takes Guess right to his back off a takedown. He's going to get a takedown of two near fall to make it 5-0. Just scoreless in the championship bout between Boyer and Lehue. Boyer now sinks in on a single leg. Nice pressure to spin Lehue down. And he's very close to getting a takedown. There it is. 3-0, Lucas Boyer. Victor Bonus's match. He starts the second period down. And immediately gets up to his feet and almost gets a reversal now. He still might roll through here with it. We'll see. Well, they end up on their feet. So he's going to get a one-point escape to make it 6-0. Still scoreless between Caleb Patton of Wash High and Tristan Workwitz of Mount Pleasant. And just as I say that, Workwitz gets an escape to make it 1-0. Antonio Perkins of Valley leads 3-0 over Caden Crawford of Burl in the fifth place bout. Again, thank you for tuning into this joint broadcast of WJPA Sports Network and Greensports.net. We'll have coverage next weekend up at Altoona with the Southwest Regionals. All these place winners in this tournament making it on to the Southwest Regional with the ultimate goal, of course, making it out of that tournament on their way to Hershey the following week. Bonus in on another takedown attempt and right near the edge of the mat. Uses his hips to finish that. He takes a 9-0 lead in the seventh place bout over Guess. Starting the second period, Lucas Boyer did get that takedown to lead 3-0 after one, and now he gets an escape to lead 4-0 in the second period. Get a head tie up here for Boyer and Lehue. Shot attempt by Lehue. Can't get to the legs. Minute 12 to go in the second period. 145-pound championship bout. Caleb Patton leading 4-1 now after he gives him escape to Workowitz. So that one now is Workowitz in on a single leg. Trying to finish with a late takedown to tie this up late in the second. Patton trying to sink around behind and avoid that. Like he's going to be able to go ahead to the third period with Patton with a 4-1 lead there. Victor Bonus now leading 9-1 late in the second, 1 second remaining in the second period there. Boyer gets another takedown to lead 7-0 over Lehue in the championship bout with 28 seconds to go in the second. Fifth place bout is Perkins of Valley leading 4-3 over Crawford of Burl. Now, Victor Bonus actually gave up a couple of near fall points to Jeremiah Guess of Derry. It was 9-3, but then he gets an escape to make it 10-3.
139-pound medalist.
End of the second period, 7-0 for Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford over Owen Lehue of Knock. Bonus in on another single leg in his match, trying to finish that off. Not able to do so yet. So leads 10-3 there. Boyer and Lehue standing, wrestling from their feet here in the third. 7-0 the score for Boyer. Patton now tied with Workowitz, 5-5. Minute left in that one. Workowitz in on a single leg. Patton trying to work on the wrist and get around behind Workowitz to get a takedown. Now Bonus takes Guess to his back. He got a takedown. He's getting some near fall. 4 near fall. Wow, he's got a 17-3 lead now. Close to a tech fall, actually. We got a takedown here, though, in the third place bout for Workowitz. He now leads Patton 8-5. 30 seconds to go in that. Still 7-0 for Boyer. He's in on another single leg shot. penalty point awarded. The patent illegal hold might have been locked hands. I'm not sure what it was, but either way, now it's 8-6 for Wolfowitz. Down to 23 seconds to go in that, though. Championship bout still 7-0 in favor of Boyer as they wrestle near the edge here on the near side. Patton trying to get, he hits his escape, and he trails by one now. 8-7. 17 seconds. Oh, he's got to try to get around behind here. Can he do it? Oh, he gave up the leg. He had what looked like a pretty short takedown there, but now down 8 seconds, and it looks like he might not be able to finish this. Wolfowitz is going to be able to hang on, it looks like, and he's going to take third place by a score of 8-7 over Wash High's Caleb Patton. Championship bout down to 10 seconds ago. Still 7-0 for Boyer. Just fending off shot attempts now by Lehue, not letting him get close to the leg. And that'll do it. Lucas Boyer out, Elizabeth Foyer, your champ at 145 pounds by a score of 7-0 over Owen Lehue of Knock. And we'll be right back here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestlers. Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to the 11 qualifying McGuffey Wrestlers. Good luck on the way to the States.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. Getting ready for 152-pound medal bouts. Championship bout is Jonah Erdley of Frazier taking on Mason Horwath of Derry. Third place will be Gavin McCray of Freedom taking on Callie Ozanella of Burl. Fifth place, Garrett Newman of McGuffey taking on Logan Noyes in Burgertown in an all-Washington County matchup. 152-pound seventh-place match, Joshua Kusma. Southport taking on Braxton Carr of Laurel. And we're underway. And quickly, a takedown by Mason Horwath of Derry to make it 3-0, and he gives it the escape right away to Jonah Early of Fraser. Lets him right back up. And they'll scoot out of bounds with 1:34 to go in that one. Scoreless still between Noyes and Newman. In the fifth place bout. Horwath with a front headlock now on Erdley. And it looks like Erdley might have got bumped in the head. They're going to start the injury time there, so focus down here on the Newman and Noyes match with the Washington County matchup, and Noyes gets a takedown to make it 3-0. They'll restart with 21 seconds to go in the opening period. Off the whistle, Newman tries to sit back in the Noyes. Noyes with a tight waist stays in behind. Now tries to elevate and turn Newman. He's got that far wrist. Now switches off to crossface. Good job by Noyes here on top. And he will ride out the period, take a 3-0 lead in the second. They're still tending to Jonah Erdley of Frazier. Like, going through like a concussion protocol thing. It's like I said, it looks like he might have taken a knee to the forehead. I know he definitely got his head bumped. But the way they were wrestling, it might have been a knee that bumped his head. In the matchup, so we got a large lead. Braxton Carr of Laurel leads 14-0 already over Kuzma of South Park for the seventh place bout. In fact, one more escape here for Carr will give him the tech fall. And he's actually going to get it by way of a penalty point, looks like. So he does get the tech fall, and he is your seventh place winner, Braxton Carr of Laurel. And again, the escape for Early. They're back to wrestle here. Wrestling from their feet. Actually, he already had the escape, sorry. 3-1 with 56 seconds to go in the first period. Lead to Mason Horwath, and he's in on a single leg again. Shelves it. and gets around behind to finish it. Lead 6-1. He's going to let Erdely back up, it looks like. We have a fall in the third place bout. Looks like Gavin McCray of Freedom going to win over Burl's Callio Zanella with a fall to third place. 6-2 after the escape given to Erdely. Still 4-0 in favor of Logan Noyes now against Garrett Newman in the second period.
145-pound medalists making your way to the awards area, 145.
Shot by Horwath's going to take him out, and I think Erdely took another shot maybe to the head, and he is going to get injury time again running. Start the clock again. So Newman now and Noyes. It's Noyes leading 4-0. They wrestle from their feet. A minute 4 to go in the second period. It's the fifth place bout. The only other one going here at 51-52. The others were already finished. Hand fighting here. Newman tries to get wrist control. Head out of bounds with 44 seconds to go on the clock. They'll restart. A lot of hand fighting here with Newman and Noyes. Will be Newman's choice when they get to the third period. Now we are back wrestling in the championship bout. 6-2 in favor of Mason Horwath over Jonah Erdely. As time winds down the second. Nice shot here by Newman, though, against Noyes. 8 seconds to go, but he's not going to be able to finish. In fact, it's going to be Noyes that comes around behind to take a 7-0 lead as the second period comes to an end there. First period now finally over in the championship bout. At 6-2, Horwath will take down to start the second. Horwath up to his feet. Erdely momentarily brings him back down, back to a quad pod for Horwath. He's on wrist control. Dropping down to the leg is Erdely, but fighting that off with a whizzer is Horwath. And now it's Erdely does get a little bit of collision as they head out of bounds on the far side, but it is going to be an escape for Horwath. He leads 7-2. Horwath, nice counter move and trying to spin around behind. Still not able to do so. Erdely does a good job of squaring back up with him, not giving up that takedown. Looks like there was a couple opportunities there for Horwath, but can't finish. Newman and Noyes wrestle from their feet in the third period. 7-0 for Logan Noyes of Byrdstown on that one for the fifth place bout. Horwath with a 2-on-1 Russian tie-up. They scoot out of bounds with 1:08 to go in the second period. 8-2 the score in favor of Mason Horwath. Now a low leg Navy ride attempt here for Horwath as he's trying to get around, but Erdely still hanging on to the leg, not giving up the takedown yet, but now he finally has to let go of it. Horwath gets the takedown to make it 11-2. They immediately give the escape back up to Erdely to make it 11-3. 7-0 for Noyes over Newman still, down to 30 seconds remaining in that bout. Double leg shot by Horwath, and he will finish that quickly to make it 14-3. Immediately gives up the escape. 14-4, and they go out of bounds with 19 seconds to go in the second. It's going 7-0 your final for Noyes over Newman as Newman shoots on a late double leg takedown at the time of wind down. 9 seconds to go as they restart for Horwat in the second period, and he's going to try to spin around and get a late one. And he does get a late one in the, right at the end of the second period to make it 17-4. So getting very close to technical foul range here for Mason Horwat of Derry. Start on their feet after the escape is given. So 17-5 now. One little takedown will do it for Horwat. Action goes at a mound with 1:36 to go, and I think they might have just awarded another stall point to Horwat there because Erdley backed out of bounds. So it's now 18-5. Might have been the second stall point. If it was, the next one would be 2, and that would end it by disqualification. Horwat, front headlock, trying to get around behind, and there he does. There's your technical fall. For Mason Horvat, he wins by a score of 21-5 over Jonah Erdley. He is your champ at 152 pounds. And we'll be right back here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network right after this.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
We're back here at Chartiers Valley for 160 pounds. Your final is going to be Ryan Salashi of Fraser taking on Owen Ipsic of Bentworth. And what else they got on the board so far? Number 7th place will be Stephen Pradajna of Mount Pleasant taking on Ewan Olson of Derry. 5th place is going to be Cheney Lewis of the Neighborhood Academy taking on Ben Cotullo of Burl. And then Jefferson's Alex Palko will take on Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. That's the 3rd place bout. And everybody is underway except for that 7th place bout. They kind of have to wait a little longer over there because they clear out. That's where the podiums are. So they take the pictures of the previous weight class champions and medal winners. And once they get that cleared, they can start the 7th place bout. But everything else underway. Owen Ipsic, Bentworth taking on Salashi here. And Ipsic had a very entertaining semifinal bout. Get to the finals. Had a comeback in that one. He was able to do so. It's a pretty big comeback and score a lot of late takedowns. Third place about Palko tried to get in a dump attempt there. Not able to do it. Now, championship bout. Nice attempt by Salashi to kind of drag attempt on Ipsic, but Ipsic able to scoot out from that. And they go out of bounds. Restart with 33 seconds to go. So scoreless between Ipsic and Salashi. And Alex Palko in his third place bout gets an escape for Jefferson Morgan Rocket. He leads 1-0 early in the second. Now he's got a Merkel. He's got the takedown, does Palko. So he's going to take a 4-0 lead. Trying to hold on to that near the edge of the mat. And they'll go to bounds. He leads 4-0, 1:25 to go in the second. Time winding down here in the first between Ivsic and Selassie. We'll head to the second scoreless. It's going to be Selassie starting on top of Ivsic here in the second. Goes immediately to chopping down on the right arm. Now Ivsic up to his feet, tries to work on wrist control, and Selassie returns him to the mat. We've got injury time over there in the third place out there. Looking, looks like leg of Palco. I'm not sure if he got a cramp or banged up or what. Now he's back up on his feet. There's an escape for Ivsic. He leads 1-0 over Selassie. Selassie, kind of a fake shot attempt there, look, changing levels. Ivsic stays out of the way. Escape for Lilly against Palco. It's now 4-1 in that one. There's a double leg shot by Ivsic, in and deep. Gets to the outside here, trying to step over. Selassie trying to lock around the waist. Ivsic, though, going to just tilt him up and finish the takedown to take a 4-0 lead, 1:03 to go in the second. Up to his feet is Selassie, right on the edge of the mat. They go out of bounds at 49 on the clock. Palco still leading 4-1 over Lilly. 42 seconds to go in the second period in the third place bout. Quick escape for Selassie. Makes it 4-1. 40 seconds to go in the second period. 160-pound championship bout. They go to bounds at 20 seconds to go on the clock. They'll restart. 7 seconds remaining in the second period between Palco and Lilly. Palco still with a 4-1 lead. Lilly is a 2-1 Russian tie-up, but that happens as time expires. So it's going to be Lilly taking down. And there is another takedown by Ivsic late in the second period. And now he takes a commanding 7-1 lead as time will run out. And we'll head to the third. Palco riding on top of Lilly to start their third period. He gets has the legs in. Lilly tries to spin all the way around, though, and get the reversal. Palco so far stays with him, trying to keep his hips up, and switches off to a double leg, trying to come through the back door is Alec Palco, and so far able to kind of hang on here and climb up again and still remain in control and lead 4-1. Now, as I said, they get to their feet. And it's 4-2 with Lilly getting the escape. 7-2 now with Selassie also getting an escape in the third period to start. He trails Owen Ivsic of Bentworth with 1:40 to go. This is really taking ground here, pushing the action towards the far side of Selassie, kind of backing up. Near the edge of the mat here with 1:13 to go, and they go out of bounds. They'll restart with 1:12 on the clock. Palco still leads 4-2 with 1 left in the third place bout. He's got an underhook on the near side. Now a headlock attempt was missed by Lilly, but Palco not able to capitalize. They'll square back up the center of the mat with 50 seconds remaining. There's a shot from distance by Selassie, and Ivsic counters and shoves the action near the outside of the mat. Under 1 to go in this one. Palko with a 2-on-1 rushing tie. Try to get to a leg with it. Now lets it go, but now gets in behind. And they have double Granby by each wrestler, it looks like, as they tumble out of bounds with 20 seconds remaining. Still 4-2 in favor of Alec Palko. Ivsic of Bentworth, 35 seconds away from a Whitfield championship here in 160 pounds. And we're going to stall warning on Selassie as he's skirting around the outside of the map. 31 seconds to go. They'll restart the center. Taking a look. Injury time on that far mat again, or maybe blood time. I'm not sure. Actually, this is injury time on Lily this time. There's a shot by Ivsic. He's in on a single leg. 20 seconds to go. He can just kind of hang out here if he wants. Looks like he wants to try to pull it back in. Selassie trying to fight this off the shin wizard. Ivsic trying to pull the action back in. And he's got 5 seconds to try to get this takedown again, and he gets it. As time winds out, he's going to win 10-2. Owen Ivsic, your champ at 160 pounds for Bentworth. And we are wrapping up the third place bout. And there's a double leg shot by Palko. Now he switches off to a single, head to the inside. Now switches back to the double. Lily trying to fight this off. He's got Palko down on his belly. Lily's going to kind of hang on here. He's got 5 seconds to go and gets away somehow. And he's going to hang on and win this bout 4-2 and take third place for Jefferson Morgan. We'll be right back here on GreenSports.net and the WJPA Sports Network right after this for 172 pounds.
In eighth place from South Park, Josh.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages. Home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Welcome back here, 172 pounds. The championship bout is going to be Jackson Angelo of Frazier taking on Isaac Lisinski of Burrell. Third place is Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley taking on Beth Center's Noah LeHue. Fifth place, Landon Delara of Southmoreland taking on Reed Teagarden of McGuffey. And seventh place, Ethan Miller of Greensburg Salem will be wrestling Jermel Lindsay of Carlinton. Keep an eye on both Washington County wrestlers here in the third and fifth place bout, respectively. Everybody scoreless so far. Jackson Angelo able to get around behind Lisinski for an early takedown to take a 3-0 lead in the championship bout. Noah LeHue in deep on a single leg for Beth Center. And they get stalemate. And they will restart with 21 seconds to go in the first.
John Rosa head table. Marlo Bergenstown, please see John Rosa head table.
Time winds down in the first period between Teagarden and Delara. They'll head scoreless to the second period for the fifth place bout. Teagarden gets up and out for his escape to make it 1-0 in the second. LeHue riding on top in the third place bout to open the second. He's still in control there. And Jackson Angelo still leading 3-0 with his first period takedown over Lisinski at Burrell. And he flattens him out of the mat with 24 seconds to go in the first. Seventh place bout is 3-0 in favor of Lindsay of Carlinton over Miller of Greensburg Salem as they head to the second period there. Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley gets a reversal on LeHue to lead 2-0 in the third place bout. There is an escape for Angelo to make it 4-1 to start the second period. Now he tries to get in on a double leg and try to come through the back door of Lisinski. Lisinski draped over the back, trying to hang on. Angelo turns into Lisinski and is going to finish the takedown to make it 7-1. 1:27 to go in the second. Reed Teagarden looks like he's going to take that 1-0 lead into the third as there's 2 seconds left in the second period there. Another escape for Lisinski makes it 7-2. Noah Lehew got an escape to make it 2-1 in that period. Now trying to get out here. And he actually gets a reversal. Sorry. I wonder, you know, it had to be a locked hands call, actually. That because he was still on bottom. It was 2-0. So locked hands call made 2-1. And now the reversal makes it 3-2. Lehew with 20 seconds to go in the second for the third place foul. Lisinski in on a leg now. Double leg attempt of his own on Angelo. Trying to come through the back door with 29 seconds to go in the second. Lisinski getting close to finishing, and he does. He gets the takedown of his own, and now tightens things up a bit, makes it 7-5 as time winds down in the second. So Angelo's lead is cut down to 2. Reed Teagarden leads 1-0, still riding here in the third. They'll restart with 1-11 over there. Lisinski on bottom to start this third period. Running up to his feet. Angelo cuts him loose. Now it's 7-6. 1:42 to go. Noah Lehew now with a 7-2 lead over Richie for the third place foul. 1:15 remaining there. Heavy hand fighting here by Angelo. Trying to set up a shot. Snap down the tempo, 1:20 to go. He leads by 1. Teagarden still riding here in the third. He's up 1-0 still. Down to 23 seconds to go. In the fifth place foul. Under a minute now, and we're going to restart. With 53 to go, they're going to take a look at some blood, I think, on the championship bout. Lehew is in control, 7-2, with 35 seconds to go, and he is riding there. And then we've got actually a late escape here to put this into sudden victory for Reed Teagarden and Landon Delara. Tied at 1. First score will win this. They wrestle from their feet. There's a shot attempt by Teagarden. Can't get to the legs. Now tries a drag attempt near the edge of the mat. And they go out of bounds. They restart with 35 on the clock. And we're ready to go back at the championship bout 2. 53 seconds to go. It's 7-6 in favor of Jackson Angelo of Frazier over Burles Isaac Lisinski.
Again, all 160 pounders making your way to the podium.
Lehew does finish his match and win 7-2 over Richie to take third place for best center. Seconds to go. Angelo's going to come around behind and get another late takedown here to make it 10-6 with 34 seconds to go. still sudden victory. There's only 3 seconds left. We're going to have the tiebreakers between Teagarden and Dallara. Teagarden, his choice to, for the first tiebreaker, he will take down. Gets up to a quad pod. And a split attempt here, like a, almost a splatal cradle attempt for Dallara. Teagarden needs to pop his head out. He's only got 15 seconds to do so. He's kind of in a bad position to do it. And time is going to wind down, and Teagarden's not going to score during his tiebreaker from the bottom position. So now it'll be Dallara's chance to escape from the bottom position. Championship bout down to 16 seconds to go. Angelo leading 10-6 in this one. Dallara tries to roll through with the Peterson. And now getting close to giving up near fall, actually. And now is the power half. And I think Teagarden might have gotten some near fall. He is getting near fall. He's getting near fall counts. And he is going to win this here if he can just hang on. 7 seconds to go, and the champion is Jackson Angelo. He holds on to win 10-6. In the fifth place bout for Reed Teagarden, he is going to be awarded 4 near fall and win in tiebreakers by a score of 5-1 to take fifth for McGuffey. So keep it right here as we get ready for 189 pounds. This tournament and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the expressed written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. So 129 pounds of championship bout is going to be Slayton Williams of Southside taking on Brady Brown of Derry. Third place, Malachi Peak of Best Center, taking on Wyatt Markovich of South Park. And we actually, they haven't wrapped up the other scores yet. So we'll have to wait on the fifth and seventh place bouts. In fact, since we still have to wait for that to finish, we will go ahead and step aside. We'll be right back here on Green Sports Net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. Rusty Pettit with you here as we head up to 189-pound weight class. They're announcing the 160 pounds champion right now. Won his first WPIL title for the Bearcats. Congratulations to Owen. And we're underway here. Slayton Williams, the south side. Beaver taking on Brady Brown of Derry. Brown quickly with a takedown, and he's going to let Williams right back up to get the escape, and now he's right back in on a double leg and steps into a low leg Turk as he finishes that to lead 6-1 and try to use this Turk to maybe turn Williams, and he's getting close to doing so, and he does. And he's got the 4 near fall at the very least. Malachi Peak, Best Center, taking on Wyatt Markovich of South Park for third. McGuffey's Aaron Supler taking on Bryce Metz of Avonworth for seventh. They do not have a fifth place bout listed. I'm guessing that must have been a default. So let's take a look at that real quick while we have a second. And that's Sean Williams of Freedom is going to be fifth place winner, and Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley will be the sixth place winner. There is another takedown, and Brady Brown taking control of this match and looking to maybe get a tech fault earlier. He's up 13-3 with another takedown and now an escape. And now he's going to snap down and try to go behind, but not able to do that just yet. Now he does. Well, they didn't get awarded the takedown yet. Williams being feisty, hanging onto the leg. Now Brown has it. The lead 16-3. And they roll out of bounds with 27 seconds to go in the first period.
If we can have all 172-pound place winners.
Front headlock here by Brown. And that takedown will give him the tech fall by a score of 19-4. Tech fall comes at a minute and 44 seconds for Brady Brown of Derry. He is your champ at 189 pounds. Now we'll focus on Malachi Peake's match. Best Center Bulldog leads 1-0 with an escape here in the second. And now here's a double leg attempt by Markovich. That's counter shot by Peake, and they're going to go out of bounds before anybody can score. McGuffey's Aaron Supler leads 1-0 in his bout. Keep an eye on that. That is the seventh place bout. He's wrestling Bryce Metz of Avonworth. There's a double leg attempt by Metz. He's in deep on Supler, and he finishes to take a 3-1 lead there with a minute left in the second period. Peake still leading 1-0 in his bout, 28 seconds to go in the second. There's a shot attempt by Markovitz on Peake. Elevates and tries to finish. Peake's been really, really good at defending these leg attempts throughout this tournament. Trying to fend off another one here on the edge of the mat. And he'll do so as they head to the third period with his 1-0 lead off his escape. Should be Markowitz's choice here to start the third. Supler still trailing 3-1 in his bout as the second period winds down there. 5 seconds to go. Markovitz up to his feet, breaks the wrist control, and now we're tied at one. Peake won his last bout in a tiebreaker to get to this point. So there's a double leg attempt by Peake. Can't get to the legs. Markovitz starts to counter, and they go out of bounds right in front of the Beth Center coaches. Supler still trailing, and he's going to get called for stalling because he's hanging on to the ankles too long, and it's going to be a point for Metz, and then he gets another point for an escape to lead 5-1. Supler trailing in that bout. Now Peake trying to get to a leg. Can't quite do it. Markovitz fights him off there. Down to a minute and 5 seconds to go in the third period. There's a shot by Metz. And steps into a low leg Turk and trying to turn Supler to his back there. Close to getting near fall. And they're giving near fall. You got the takedown to make it 8-1. Now getting near fall is Metz.
A Again, all 172 needs to be at the podium at this time.
This Mets going to get four more near fall at the very least, and they'll be up 12-1 at that point. Oh, it actually goes out of bounds between Peak and Markowitz. 6 seconds to go. We might be headed to overtime here. Markowitz a little slow to get up. The collision. And he wants to get looked at real quick. Yeah, knocked pretty hard by Peak as they head towards the side. So 12-1 now. Favor or now 16-1. That is the technical fall. So that'll do it, and that'll be Bryce Metz winning by technical fall over Aaron Supler and McGuffey. Final score 16-1. So that is Metz takes seventh and Supler takes eighth. And we have injury time on the mat on the third place ballot. So we'll step aside real quick and be right back here on WJP Sports Network and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back ready to go here. Sudden victory. Now 1-1 between Metz and Markowitz. Or sorry, no, this is Peak and Markowitz. Metz was the winner. Seventh place ball. There's a single leg by Peak. He's in deep. Markowitz trying to fight this off with the Whizzer. Malachi Peak has his head to the inside, trying to swing that leg down. And he drops down, and Peak trying to get around behind. And he does get it. He gets the takedown in the sudden victory period of Malachi Peak, your third place winner from Beth Center. I score 4-1 in sudden victory. We're right back here on Green Sports Event and WJPA Sports Network.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Back here at Chartiers Valley High School, getting ready for 215 pounds. Championship bout will feature a Washington County wrestler. It's going to be Braden Welsh. Fort Cherry Rangers is taking on Braden Sudor of Carlinton. Welsh ties up head-to-head. Welsh gets in on a leg, single-leg shot, head to the inside for Welsh, trying to climb his way up. Now he sits Sudor down and tries to elevate. If he can pop his head, he's going to have Sudor in some trouble here. But Sudor wisely bellies out. And it's 3-0 for Welsh early on. It looks like he wants to push him away for an escape, and he does. So they will head back to the center. Third place bout is Luke Boylan of Burl taking on Colton Carlson of Laurel. And seventh place is Justin Beck of Avonworth taking on Noah Taylor of Central Valley. And this is another one where I don't think you have a fifth place bout. So let's take a look at that. As Welsh trying to get in on the legs again. Can't do it quite yet. Caden Shannon of Southmoreland takes fifth here at 215 pounds, and Brandon Breisinger of Quaker Valley takes sixth. Welsh back in on a double leg now, trying to come through the back end and trying to turn around on Sudor and getting close to doing it, and he does. So 6-1 now in favor of Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh.
There looks to be another set.
And he wants to try cross-face cradle, possibly.
Three. They're thinking it might be after that 172-pound bout. If you're missing a set of earbuds in a white case, please see the head table.
Cross-face cradle the other way now for Welsh, but Sudor stays out of it. 18 seconds to go in the opening period. Welsh has Sudor flattened out here. Sudor not really doing a whole lot of action on the bottom. We'll get worn from stalling if that continues. And we head to the second period. Braden Welsh with a 6-1 lead over Braden Sudor of Carlinton. Looks like Welsh wants to... I thought he wanted to choose neutral there for a minute. Said he's going to choose down. Start the second period. Welsh up to his feet. Now sits out, turns into Sudor, and can't quite finish the reversal, so he goes back to a switch attempt. And looks like he's complaining about locked hands. Referee does not agree, at least momentarily does not. Welsh stands up to his feet. Now we have a stall warning on Sudor for not returning Welsh to the mat. And we're about to get another one here if he doesn't do it. And there it is. So there's a point. Now is another, and there's the locked hands. He had it before, so he's going to get a stall point and a locked hands point, and now an escape point. And now he's in on a single leg again. So all kinds of points here for Braden Welsh. And Sudor, though, to his credit, able to fight off that single leg. And Welsh trying to scramble towards the end. They're going to have a potentially dangerous hold. It's 9-1 after all of that, and they'll wrestle from their feet with 1:05 to go in the second. Just kind of backing up towards the end of the mat. He's already given up the one stall point.
All 189 pounders. 189 to the awards area. 189.
And they will restart with 26 seconds to go in the second period. 9-1 in favor of Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh. Heavy hands here from both wrestlers as time winds down in the second. And we will head to the third. Sudo is going to take top, start third period. Welsh up to his feet. And Sudor already got a couple stall warnings for here. Welsh just content to kind of hang out and maybe get another one, but Sudor does return him to the mat. Now Welsh back up. Trying to shake Sudor off and a potentially dangerous whistle. They will restart with 1:45 to go. Still no mat return here after the stand-up, and there's a stall warning. Here's another point to make it 10-1. And a switch attempt. Welsh trying to come out the back door here near the edge of the mat, and he does for a reversal, and he takes him right to his back. This might just about do it. The four near fall at the very least is going to make it 16-1. And so, they only gave three near fall? Three. Wow, okay. Thought they had a four count there, but they gave him three. So now, it would have had a technical fall, but instead, it is a 15-1 score with 1:10 to go. Welsh going to up the escape, it looks like. Sudor stands up. Minute to go. Technical violation, and that is going to give Welsh a point. I think Sudor was grabbing on something that was headgear or singlet, not sure. But now we're 1 point away from the technical fall. Whoa, and they head out of bounds by the scorer's table. The Welsh leading 16-2. Headlock attempt by Sudor. He slips through that, and Welsh is going to get the takedown and his technical fall to win 19-2. And he is your champ at 215 pounds for Fort Cherry. And we'll be right back here for 285 pounds on Green Sports Net and WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
All right, we're down to the last weight class of the afternoon. The 285-pound championship is going to be between Colin White of West Green and Henry Barbish of Carlington. Third place match will be Alex Rosilko of Bentworth taking on South Park's Parker Cunningham. Seventh place will be Peyton Shaum of Mount Pleasant taking on Aiden Kim of Burl. And might be another one where we don't have a fifth place bout, so let's check on that too. And that is the case. Casey Wilson of Laurel takes fifth. Teddy Gray of Burgistown will be your sixth place winner here. And White and Barbish are underway. White looking to be Screens and Green County's lone Whippeel champion here. First time in a while West Green has had champ. White looking to take care of that today if he can get the victory here over Henry Barbish. All matches so far scoreless here on the map. Nice drag attempt by White. He's in on a double leg. Can't quite finish yet. He's still on a single leg, and Barbish trying to get off the edge of the map. White not letting him. Pulls him back in. Now switches off to the double. Wow, what a job there by Colin White. Pulled him back with a single, then switched off to the double right at the edge of the mat to take the get the takedown and lead 3-0. 45 seconds to go in the first period. He's got a wing in on the left side as Barbish flattened out, wants to tie up a wrist on the right, but not able to get that. Thought about a half there for a minute on the right side. Still keeping that wing, though, on the left. Wants to tie up the wrist again. Now he's got that rolled up a bit. Wants to run this chicken wing. Sinks it in. Now tries to switch off to the half. Once more on the right side. White has that wrist. Trying to run this wing. Trying to ease it over. Colin White getting ready to turn Barbish. He's getting near fall. Barbish tries to roll all the way through. White rolls back with him. And time runs out. He's got near fall coming. I think he got three. Yes. Three near fall to make it 6-0 for West Green's Colin White. And they're going to look. I think it might be blood time for Barbish. Maybe a bloody nose as they clean him up. Look over. Alex Rosilko is leading 1-0 in his third place bout. Against Cunningham. They are almost halfway through the second. Still scoreless between Shaum and Kuhn in the seventh place bout. Silko out of Bentworth. And he gets a nice drag and go behind there to get a takedown to take a 4-0 lead over Cunningham. So again, we're waiting on blood time here between the first and second period between White and Barbish in the championship bout. Silko top here 4-1 in the third place bout, and now tries a spiral ride as Cunningham tries to stand up. And Rosoko pushes him away for one, but then he kind of slipped when he did it and ended up in a front headlock. And now, oh, that was a good job by Rosoko on the counter, though. It was kind of a shot from distance for Cunningham and not a wise one as Rosoko is able to counter and get a takedown to make it 7-1. As a commanding lead, 10 seconds to go in the second period in the third place bout. And now, as we are cleaned up here with the blood time, it is going to be a defer by Colin White, and Barbish takes neutral to start the second period.
Again, all 215 pounders making their way to the awards area. And again, a reminder that all
back at it here.
We will need a champion's photo at the end of the day.
Morris kind of coming in, pawn at the head, and there's a nice drag again. That was how Colin White got the first takedown with a drag into a double leg. Nearly got to the legs again off of it. Soko in danger of getting turned by a half. Now he finally gets up to his base over there on the far end. He's leading 7-1 in that match. He's started the bottom on third. Now he gets a reversal to make it 9-1. 2-1 Russian tie up here for Barbish near the edge of the mat. Halfway through the second period, they go out of bounds. They'll restart. Still 6-0 for West Green's Colin White. And they're going to stop it for blood time again. Work on the nose there. And it's going to be Rosoko down at 45 seconds left in command here. 9-1 in the third place bout as they think they got the blood cleaned up again in the championship bout. Not quite. Still working on some stuff. Rosoko back at it. 30 seconds to go. He has Cunningham completely flattened out on the far side of the mat. Tying up a near wrist is Rosoko, and Cunningham not really able to do much of anything from the bottom position, 14 seconds to go. They put a plug in the nose of Barbish, stop the bleeding, so they are back at it. 55 seconds to go, second period. And Rosoko is going to win third place by a score of 9-1 over Parker Cunningham of South Park. So Alex Rosoko of Bentworth takes third place at 285 pounds here at the Whippeal AA Championships. Colin White leading 6-0 here, down to 30 seconds. There's a double leg shot. Switching off to the single is Barbish, and he is going to finish to make this a 6-3 score. Up to the legs. Now he tries a cradle to get it locked up on Colin White. He's got it locked, and White trying to fight this off. Late, 15 seconds to go in the period. Barbish has the cradle locked. White trying to stay off his back for at least more seconds, trying to widen his base. He will have choice in the third period, and he's going to be able to stay out of that, but quick takedown there by Barbish getting to the legs. Makes it 6-3, and if you're White, I don't know if you want to go underneath necessarily. Yeah, take top maybe, or neutral. Either way, they're going to look at blood again for Barbish.
Please
plug that nose again.
At the podium, please.
The other match is Peyton Schaum of Mount Pleasant leading 4-1 over Aiden Kuhn of Burrell. Still working on blood time. Oh, that's the final. Schaum wins the seventh place bout by a score of 4-1. So we're down to the last period of the championship bout. And right now it's Colin White over Henry Barbish. And see what White wants to do here. Looks like he's getting ready for down position, so they have to stay out of that cradle, though. And off the bat, quad pod stand up to his feet. Tries to break wrist control and spins around and gets the escape. So he wanted to go right in the single leg there. But 7-3 now for Colin White. Minute 50 to go. Shot and try to go behind for White as Barsh didn't get to the leg that time. Heavy hands here by Barbish. Hang on the collar tie. Colin White's best success in his feet has been from drag attempts into a leg shot. But the last takedown was, and there's another drag. He couldn't quite get the arm. Yes, the last one was the single leg shot by Barbish when he got to the legs of Colin White. Down to 1:15 to go. Barbish pushing the action towards the edge. We're near a minute left. I don't think either rest has been warned for stalling, but there's the first one now, and that one goes to Colin White. So he has been warned once now for stalling. With 53 seconds remaining, they will restart. A double leg shot, and he can't get to it. White looked like he might have an opportunity to go around behind, but couldn't. Now he's got the front headlock. And he lets Barbershop out of that. 40 seconds. There's another leg shot. This time he is on the ankle. But White able to get hips back this time, and he's going to go around behind. And he gets the takedown. That time he was able to keep weight on that foot and was able to get around behind Barbershop. Now 10-3. Your score with 20 seconds to go. And Colin White nearing in on his first WPIO championship. Down to 7 seconds to go. And up and out for the escape is Barbish, and they'll go out of bounds with 1 second remaining. The score 10-4. We're back to wind off this last second. And that is it. Colin White wins the 285-pound championship for West Green by a score of 10-4. Be right back here to wrap things up from Chartiers, Houston on Green Sports Internet and the WJPA Sports Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Let's go through the weight classes here. All these wrestlers are going to advance to Altoona next week for the Southwestern Regional. So 107 pounds, it was 8th place Jake Guzik of South Park. 7th goes to Michael Piero of North Catholic. 7th to Rocco DiCario of Derry. 5th to Warren Wolfslagel of Elizabeth Ford. 4th to Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. 3rd to Angelo Bonney of Central Valley. Your runner-up was Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. And the champ, Javion Chambers of Highland. Up at 114 pounds, 8th place to Camden Stamm of Chartiers Houston. 7th to Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. 6th to Raiden Thomas of Valley. 5th place to Victor Wagner of North Catholic. 4th to Alex Medlin of Beth Center. Clayton Ely of McGuffey takes 4th. Runner-up was Clayton Ely was 3rd place. Bruce Andertak of Quaker Valley, the runner-up, and the champion, 114 pounds, Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward. Up to 121 pounds, 8th place to Jamir Suber of Highlands, 7th place to Drake Buzzard of Avella, 6th to Noah Patton of Wash High, 5th to Noah Collins of West Green, 4th to Tucker Main of McGuffey, 3rd to Dylan Bateman of Derry, 2nd place to Carter Thomas of Burl, and the champion, Austin Kusinovic of Avonworth, up at 127. It's 8th place to Archer Brewer of Laurel, 7th to Lucas Guzek of South Park, 6th place, James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, Fifth place to Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks. Fourth to Rocco Zugai of Summit Academy. Third to Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. Second place to Danny Smith of Burgerstown. Antonio Bonai, or Bonnie rather, of Central Valley is your champ. And then we moved to 133 pounds, where we had eighth place going to Yusuf Betts of Valley. Seventh to Karen McDonald, Central Valley. Sixth place to Carter Patus of Burgettstown. Fifth place to Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. Fourth to Mason Wright of Best Center. Third to Jacob Stewart of Burl. Second to Drake McClure of Bentworth. And your champion, Anthony Mucci of Derry. At 139 plays, eighth place goes to Josu Martinez of Valley. Seventh to Javon Woods of Washington. Sixth to Brett Klim of Derry. Fifth to Angelo Emilio of North Catholic. Fourth to Aiden Burford of Highlands. Third place to Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. Runner-up was Julian Bertucci of Burrow. And your champion, Lucas Barr of McGuffey. 145 pounds. Eighth place to Jeremiah Guess of Derry. Seventh to Victor Bonus of McGuffey. Sixth to Caden Crawford of Burrow. Fifth to Antonio Perkins of Valley. Fourth place to Caleb Patton of Wash High. Third to Tristan Workowitz of Mount Pleasant. The runner-up was Owen Lehue of Knock. And your champ, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. 152 pounds. Eighth place to Joshua Kuzma of South Park. Seventh to Braxton Carr of Laurel. Sixth to Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Fifth to Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. Fourth to Kaleo Zanello of Burl. Third to Gavin McRae of Freedom. Your runner-up was Jordan Early of Frazier. And the champ, Mason Horwat of Derry. Up to 160, where we had eighth place to Stephen Pradajna of Mount Pleasant. The seventh place goes to Ewan Olson of Derry. Sixth to Ben Catullo of Burl. Fifth to Cheney Lewis of the Neighborhood Academy. Fourth to Gabe Lilly of Ellawood City. Alec Pelko of Jefferson Morgan takes third. Ryan Salashi of Frazier is your runner-up, and your champ, Owen Ivsick of Bentworth. 172 pounds. Eighth to Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem. Seventh to Jermel Lindsay of Carlinton. Sixth to Landon DeLara of Southmoreland. Reed Teagarden of McGuffey was fifth. Fourth was Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. Third, Noah Lehue of Best Center. And the runner-up, Isaac Lisinski of Burl. And the champ, Jackson Angelo of Frazier. And up to, I think we're offline, maybe. Oh, all right. Well, this will still wrap up, I think, in here. So I'll wrap it up for the podcast. 172 pounds, Ethan Miller for Greensburg-Salem. Jeremiah Lindsay of Carlton was seventh. I already did that, actually. Let's jump up to 189 pounds. 189 pounds. It was Aaron Supler of McGuffey was eighth. Bryce Metz of Avonworth, seventh. Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley was sixth. Fifth was Zeshawn Williams of Freedom. Fourth to Wyatt Markovitz of South Park. Malachi Peak of Best Center was third. Runner-up, Slayton Williams of Southside, and the champ, Brady Brown of Derry. And then 215 pounds, we've got Noah Taylor of Central Valley. 8th, Justin Beck of Avonworth. 7th, Brennan Brasinger of Quaker Valley. 6th, 5th place to Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. Luke Boylan of Burl was 4th. 3rd to Colton Carlson of Laurel. Braden Suter of Carlington was runner-up, and the champ was Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. And then last but not least, at heavyweight, 8th place to Aiden Kuhn of Burl. 7th to Peyton Shaum of Mount Pleasant. 6th to Teddy Gray of Burgettstown. 5th to Casey Ward of Laurel. Parker Cunningham, South Park was 4th. Alex Rosilko of Bentworth was 3rd. Runner-up was Barbish of Carlington and Colin White of West Green, your champ. So that'll do it here for us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Burgettstown Homecoming, CNX Dreamfields, making your dream fields come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Kinetic, Internet, Better. Attorney John Patricek. Washington Jefferson, College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service and exceeding expectations. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville Area Business are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. And McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. And last but not least, Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. So, thanks so much for joining, tuning in to the WJPA Sports Network and Green Sports Net. I'm Rusty Pettit, signing off here from Central Chartiers Valley High School for the WPIL Boys AA Championships next week, the Southwestern Regional from Altoona, and then on to that for Sheep. Have a great weekend, everybody.